Well, first of all, the countries have had long periods of peace, which were longer than periods of conflict. But as the minister indicated, there are long, medium, and short-term reasons and factors for the Algerian decision, which has been building for some time. The most important long-term problem is the conflict between Morocco and Algeria since independence over the Western Sahara and other territories inside Algeria that France took from Morocco to give to Algeria during the colonial period that Morocco claims. And that led to a war in 1963, skirmishes in 1978, and a breakdown in relations between the two countries from 1976 to 1988, where they halted diplomatic relations like now over Algeria's recognition of the Western Saharan government in exile, which was also recognized by most of the African countries and most of the new nations around the world emerging from the colonial era. Last October, the 30-year ceasefire between the Moroccans and the Western Saharans broke down. And in December, Morocco was significantly emboldened by the Trump administration's American recognition of Moroccan claims to the territory, the first country in the world to formally recognize the Moroccan claims in exchange for Morocco participating in the Abraham Accords along with Sudan, UAE, and Bahrain, which included renormalizing relations with Israel. This led to comments by the Israeli Prime Minister this month visiting Morocco, expressing supposedly new Israeli worries about Algeria's role in the region, and repeating false claims about Algerian collusion with Iran and Hamas against Morocco's interests. Morocco is also accused of spying on Algerian officials with the Israeli Pegasus software and is constantly needling Algeria with other accusations and attacks in the Moroccan press as part of a very much larger social media campaign. The main trigger here is the newly emboldened Moroccan strategy to assert its interests on Western Sahara, which has also led to diplomatic conflicts this year with Germany, Spain, and the EU. And amidst all of that, Algeria said, enough is enough. We want a pause in relations, a reprieve, and eventually a reset. What we don't know is whether this will just be weeks or another 12-year breakdown in relations like we had through 1988.
Algerian authorities have pointed the finger for the fires at the movement of self-determination of Qabaili, MAK, and Algeria last week accused Morocco of supporting the MAK, which Algeria classified as a terrorist organization. However, Morocco's foreign ministry said it regrets the completely unjustified decision and rejects what it called the absurd pretext. What's new in the troubled relations between the two countries?
On the one hand, we have the Moroccan king in his end of July throne day speech calling for better relations with Algeria in a good speech, while the Moroccan officials are attacking Algeria on a daily basis and making these statements, as we saw at the United Nations, in support of the Kabylie autonomy movement. Now, Morocco can only go so far in supporting the Algerian Kabylie autonomy movement because Morocco ejects an autonomy movement by the same ethnic group in northern Morocco, which has been going on since the mid-2010s. But after the devastating wildfires were set in August, which led to over two dozen Algerian troops dying, several dozen more civilians, hundreds of injuries, and lots of property damage. And Morocco had made this statement in July in support of the autonomy group. Algeria started accusing Morocco of being behind the wildfires, which is as ridiculous as Morocco's claims that Algeria is working with Iran and Hamas, but this is part of the escalated rhetoric. The main cause for the fires was climate change, and these fires hit Greece and Italy and Turkey this summer, but there does seem to be some arson involved in the Algerian case, as we've seen in the United States and other countries with this big wave of summer wildfires. This led to the Algerians accusing the Moroccans of being behind the deaths of all these Algerians, either directly or indirectly. And all of that is amidst this pandemic-related economic crisis, which is similar to Algeria, to all the other countries in Africa and in the world. And with all of that, you have a combustible mixture that contributed to this diplomatic conflagration.